On my return from the bread distribution, I found my father crying like a child. "My son, they are beating me." "Who?" I thought he was delirious. "Him, the Frenchman, and the Pole. They beat me." One more stab to the heart. One more reason to hate. One less reason to live.
"Eliezer, Eliezer, tell them not to beat me. I haven't done anything. Why are they beating me?"
I began to insult his neighbors. They mocked me. I promised them bread, soup. They laughed. Then they got angry. They could not stand my father any longer, they said, because he no longer was able to drag himself outside to relieve himself. The following day, he complained that they had taken his ration of bread. "While you were asleep?"
"No, I wasn't asleep. They threw themselves on me. They snatched it from me, my bread. And they beat me again. I can't go on, my son. Give me some water."
I knew that he must not drink, but he pleaded with me so long that I gave in. Water was the worst poison for him, but what else could I do for him? With or without water, it would be over soon anyway.
"You, at least, have pity on me."
Have pity on him? I, his only son.